Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
406 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday Eve, little overcast, little cool. It's actually really, really, really nice, if you ask me. I have no idea what happened at Henrico at their government center over on Parham Road, right? Wow. Sounds from all the reports that the Henrico County Police Division, as per usual, did a great job. It's a great agency. Great agency. And so I'm certainly not surprised to hear that they got everything under control, but what a bizarre story. And I'm sure we will hear more as it plays out. Also kind of bizarre is the announcement that President Trump made that he's going out on patrol this evening with law enforcement, with National Guard folks in the District of Columbia. I don't know just how big a patrol effort that's going to be. That's one of the things I want to chat with Rob Chadwick about at 4:35. Rob, of course, retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI, headed up all of the tactical training at Quantico for years. Now the director of training and education for Delta Defense, U.S. Concealed Carry Association. So we'll do that at 4:25. Don't let me forget, I got a family four-pack of tickets for you to go and see the Flying Squirrels on August the 28th. I know it's definitely one of the final games of the Diamond. I don't know if it is the final game, but man, I got to get over there. I do. I've got to get over there and squeeze in one more game at the Diamond while I can squeeze in one more game at the Diamond. I love the Squirrels. And, you know, I'm not a huge baseball fan. It's always fascinating to me because our host, Rich Herrera, the host of Richmond's Morning News, he knows baseball. I mean, he really, honest to goodness, knows everything about baseball inside out, top to bottom, side to side. And my sense is he really loves the game. I like it. But I'm a Red Sox fan. I'm not a baseball fan, if that makes sense. So if the Red Sox are kind of in the hunt, fantastic. And if they're not, eh. But we have it on. We do watch stuff. And what I always loved about the Squirrels, and this was the brilliance of Parney, and it remains the brilliance of Parney. Parney looked at what happened with the R Braves. And if anybody remembers the R Braves, the R Braves were a very serious button-down baseball operation. And you were to go out to the game and behave yourself and watch baseball. Well, it's not a major league team. Now, we had major league guys come through the system. We've had a lot of them. But it's not a major league team. And as Parney explained it to me, from really the first time I ever met, he said, you know, everybody who's playing for our squad, they're trying to leave. So it's a little tough to build a fan base around a particular player. Makes perfect sense. So what does Parney say? He said, let's have fun. Have fun, go nuts. We're going to do all sorts of crazy things, play all sorts of crazy games. Yep, there's going to be baseball happening out there. If you want to pay attention to it, that's great. And if you don't really care about the baseball, you can still have a great deal of fun. That's why the Squirrels have been so successful, because of that brilliance. And it will be interesting to see what happens as they move into CarMax Park. Will it become more of a baseball operation? I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, it's going to be a beautiful facility. I can't wait to see a game over there. But I think it's still going to be that have fun, go nuts, embrace the community. That's another reason the Squirrels have been so successful. Because they are a vital, vibrant part of this community. And every one of us loves the Squirrels, right? I can't tell you what their record is right now. Maybe I should be embarrassed. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Are we in the playoff hunt or not? I don't know. But I still know I love the Squirrels. And I still know I want to get over and see at least one more game at the Diamond. I know that I want to be there when the new stadium opens. So I'll give you a chance for that family four-pack of tickets. Just a few minutes from now. I'm going to call it 420-ish, okay? 420-ish. Scott Jennings is pretty much the only reason to watch CNN. And he proved it yet again as he masterfully, brilliantly, effortlessly eviscerated one of the left-wing hacks that you find populating CNN. Cut number one.
I mean, when you look at Target's at Target stock from January until now, I mean, it has plummeted 28%. Mm-hmm. So most of that time, it is the backlash that is driven by the boycotts.
Yeah, Target turned on one of their huge consumer bases, which is the opposite of what Phil was saying. And it feels like conservatives spent a decade saying, go woke, go broke. Once the wokeness was removed, now Target is immediately going broke. But yeah, again, I think we'll see a lot of CEOs doing the same thing. We just saw U.S. bankruptcies at the highest rate since Trump's last presidency. We see the economy shuddering due to tariffs. We see vegetable prices going up 40%.
Why?
There are a bunch of different...
You know why?
PPI just said that vegetable price going up
why?
40%.
Why? You know why? I'm asking if you know why.
Not sure.
Storms, weather, droughts all over the world.
What about electricity prices going up 10%?
It has to be.
Do you know when liberation
I think if you're going to throw out Donald Trump is responsible for vegetable price, you should come and know
liberation
what's going
day
on
tariffs
around the
only
world.
Yep. Interesting when you take a look at Target.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to love Target. I did. Target, right? How many jokes did we all make about Target? Well, I have a French designer. I shop at Target. I love Target. Until I started hearing about all of the cross-dressing activity, and anybody could use any bathroom, you could use any dressing room. I didn't feel comfortable as an adult man. And I thought, my gosh, what if I had a young daughter? I wouldn't feel comfortable with that. And then Target went all in on the woke stuff, right? Do you remember a couple of years back during the height of the Joe Biden abomination? They had like transgender bathing suits for kids. You remember that? And a whole bunch of people, myself, think, look, I never said, oh, I'm going to boycott Target. I just said, yeah, I got other places I can shop. And that's what I did. I haven't been back into Target in forever. I used to be a pretty regular Target buyer. Heidi and I both. There are certain things over there that were better prices, but we just find ourselves not going there. So, yeah, they went woke and they're going broke. Can they recover? I don't know. Maybe they need some new leadership. How about Cracker Barrel? Anybody else love Cracker Barrel? I love Cracker Barrel. And if you're thinking, wait a minute, Jeff, you grew up in Philadelphia and spent years in New England, you had never been to a Cracker Barrel. That's not true. Remember, I spent years working in the pro wrestling world, and we used to drive town to town to town throughout the South. I knew about Waffle House and Cracker Barrel long before anybody else north of the Mason-Dixon line did. So I've always loved Cracker Barrel. It has always been like a comfortable place, right? The new leader of Cracker Barrel has redone their logo. Modernized it a little bit, but took the guy in the barrel off of it. Right? Anybody know the real logo? It says Cracker Barrel, and it's got the older guy in the little rocking chair and the barrel, and it says underneath it, Old Country Store. That was the whole appeal. That and the chicken fried steak smothered with white gravy because it's delicious. And when you eat it, you can actually hear your arteries hardening. So that's actually pretty cool. But she did away with all of that now. I don't think that modernizes it. I think it's another one of those, Bud Light, Dylan Mulvaney moments. Here, hold my Bud Light and hold my Cracker Barrel and do me a little bit of a favor. You might even have more experience with Cracker Barrel than I am. Hit me up on the text line, okay? James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. What do you think about Cracker Barrel redesigning their logo and removing the guy? Some people are saying he was removed because he's an older white guy. It's possible. How about removing the barrel from Cracker Barrel? How about removing the tagline, Old Country Store? I don't know what they're trying to be, but it's not Cracker Barrel, in my opinion. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.